when I mention that I have a Chick-fil-A tattoo, they think it's the logo. And, you know, I like to think I was a little bit more creative than that.
Fast food chain Subway made headlines recently when they offered free sandwiches for life to those willing to get a foot-long tattoo of the restaurant's logo. So that got us wondering, would you do this for free Chick-fil-A? Hey there, welcome to My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast. I'm your host, Allison Storm. I'm joined by Jim Mann. Jim, 26% of Americans have tattoos. Are you one of them?
Well, yeah, you probably haven't noticed, but I have the Gettysburg Battle, Civil War Battle. I got the South on one leg and the North on the other leg.
That's wow. Pretty nice.
I know. Okay.
You don't wear shorts very often, so I didn't know that.
My legs are so tiny, they only put two soldiers on each. So, okay, that's not true. I don't have any tattoos.
So you're part of the other 70, do my math. Where's the number? 74%.
Yeah, in my generation, if you got tattoos, you're either in the military or you've done time.
Mm.
Yeah. Back then. Now it's a fashion statement.
Yes. I really want to get a lightning bolt.
On your forehead?
No, somewhere else. Okay. I tried to get my dad to get matching ones, you know, but he won't go for it.
He's from my generation.
Yes, he doesn't think that's a good idea. So if anybody else wants to get matching ones with me, let me know. I think that would be really fun. Would you ever consider getting a Chick-fil-A tattoo?
I thought of getting the face of Truett Cathy on one of my calves.
Wow. Truett Cathy.
Cathy.
Well, if it's on your calf, you can call it Cathy.
I get it. That was a joke.
It was a pun.
Yeah, that was good.
Okay, what about if you are incentivized with an offer for free food? Would that make you more likely to get a Chick-fil-A tattoo?
Yes, I would tattoo the market salad on my chest.
Oh, and like your chest hair would look like little sprouts or something.
Yes, that'd be great.
Gross. That would not be good for business. Their salad sales would plummet.
Yeah, perhaps.
Well, there's really no better person to talk about all of this with than Ed Demers, our fellow Chick-fil-A fan in Utah. Earlier this year, Ed went to extreme lengths to show his love of Chick-fil-A. Welcome to the podcast, Ed.
Hi, thanks for having me.
We're so thankful you're here. So tell everybody what you did.
I got the chicken sandwich on the back of the regular chicken sandwich bag tattooed on my hand, as that's probably my favorite sandwich there.
That's so awesome.
And I just love their artwork. They really have some of the best artwork, I think, for any of the kind of fast food chains.
We're talking that little red logo, right?
Yep. Yeah, it's the little chicken sandwich.
So how many tattoos in all do you have?
I'm not sure. When you have to think about it, you know it's too many.
Oh, wow. So this is one of many.
Yeah. Yeah, I kind of started with a bird theme a few years ago. And since that was technically a bird, it just kind of, and Chick-fil-A, I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Perfect. That's incredible. Oh, wow. It didn't take me long to count my tattoos, but you're from the generation where it is a fashion statement, which is great. My son, he's 29 next week. He got a tattoo of the Navy seal or whatever for my dad because he was in the Navy in World War II. So I thought, well, that's kind of nice. My dad thought, oh, that means he's done jail time because he's from that generation also. But he was also honored about that. So, yeah, it's a whole different thing.
Yeah, it's a great way to just show off art or memorialize things.
Yeah. I think so. I've been thinking about, in fact, that same son, when he was little, like 4 or 5 years old, he was much smarter than me at the time. I was always trying to be witty with him. And I would just said one day, I said, Michael, you're the wind beneath my wings. And without even a second hesitation, he goes, Dad, you're the board beneath my checkers. I was outwitted by a 4 or 5 year old. And so he wants to, and I think it might even be a good idea. He wants me to get the tattoo of the board and he'll get a tattoo of the checkers.
Yes, please do that. That's precious.
That's pretty great.
Yeah. Well, where would I put it? On my massive bicep?
There's a lot of real estate.
Excellent. He's never seen me.
Well, just, I mean, humans in general, we have quite a lot of real estate for that.
Yes. Yeah, maybe my whole back can be the checkerboard. Oh,
yeah.
Lay down at parties, take off your shirt, let people play.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think I'll get invited after that.
Oh my gosh. Ed, do you have any other fast food restaurants represented in your tattoos?
I do not. I can't imagine supporting any other company like that.
So what made you want to do this? I mean, you've got to be a super fan.
Yeah, I mean, I like Chick-fil-A. We eat chicken at work a lot. And everybody derides Utah for not having very many food options, but they do have a few, and it's definitely getting better as the years go on. But Chick-fil-A is great. I do a lot of traveling for work too, and just having something that's consistent everywhere is really, really good. And it's never bad. It's never too much. You know what I mean? I don't think I've ever had a bad experience at Chick-fil-A, and I don't think I can say that at almost any other restaurant, at least fast food wise.
Yeah, does that tattoo come with any perks? Anybody say, hey, we'll give you something free for that?
No, not yet. the people, when I went to go, because it's the same size as on the bag, and so I went and I got a clean bag that we could use as a reference, and they were like, why do you want an empty bag?
Did you tell them?
Yeah, I told them, and they were telling all the other employees, and everyone was kind of like, what? That's awesome. So, I mean, it seemed well received. It didn't seem like it was something that they got often.
Probably not. No. In fact, have you come across anybody else with a Chick-fil-A tattoo?
I have not. I don't. In my circles, there's quite a few tattoos that people have, and I don't know that any of them are food related. At least not specifically food related.
Remind me again of where this is. You said it's on your hand.
Yeah, it's like in between my thumb and my pointer finger.
Okay, so every time you eat Chick-fil-A, you see it.
Yeah, if I hold the sandwich there, it's like right next to it, which I thought was kind of funny. That's why I did it right there.
And what's been the reaction of friends and family?
Oh, well, I don't have any family, but friends, they all love it. It's funny. We have a kind of, there's like a somewhat competition between people who like Raisin Cane's and who like Chick-fil-A. And so it's a funny play on that as well. So it kind of lets them know where my allegiances lie.
Do you know anybody with a Raisin Cane's tattoo?
I don't. I don't know anybody with logos really. So, and that's kind of why everyone, when I mention that I have a Chick-fil-A tattoo, they think it's the logo. And, I like to think I was a little bit more creative than that.
Yeah, it's more like one of their little icons.
Yeah, it has been suggested I get the fire logo from the back of the spicy chicken on the other hand.
Oh.
I don't really like the fire, the spicy chicken that much.
Mm. I have an idea. Why don't you get ChickfilAPodcast.com on there?
Right, is that on my forehead or is that on the hand?
Or around your neck, just all the way around the neck is good.
No big deal.
Okay, so speaking of logos, I want to ask you about the announcement Subway recently made. So they have this big promotion. They're trying to get people to get Subway tattoos. So depending on the size and location of the tattoo, fans can earn subs for a month. That's if you get a 2-inch by 2-inch tattoo on wrist, bicep, or foot. You could get subs for a year if you get a 3-inch by 3-inch tattoo on shoulder blade, forearm, or calf. Or you get subs for life if you get a foot long, which is a 12-by-12 tattoo on the sternum or back. What do you guys think about this?
I don't have any sternum or back tattoos, and I think that's for a reason.
One of the people to earn free subs for life was a Colorado doctoral candidate. He actually did this on his back. It's massive. I mean, it looks like it could be bigger than a foot. I couldn't believe it.
What? I don't understand that. I would think, someone with a doctoral in his future would be thinking about other things rather than eating at Subway. But I don't know. I wonder how many people actually have done this besides him. Maybe one other person.
He's the only one that I've read about so far, but he said he started eating Subway when he was a teenager because he was kind of overweight and it helped him to get healthier. So I guess he kind of feels like you know, Subway's been a part of his life for a long time.
Maybe he's looking for a sponsorship for his college.
Yeah. Well, it is. So you get, it says Subway footlong sandwiches for life are awarded as $50,000 worth of gift cards, which may be redeemed at participating Subway restaurants. That's a gift card you do not want to lose.
Wow. I have not eaten at Subway forever. I did eat there a lot at one time, but I haven't been there for a while. Probably because the one near my house, it's not real impressive. Nothing against Subway, but the one by my house, just the workers are not impressive. If you know what I'm saying.
You'd have a hard time choosing that over Chick-fil-A because you live really close to two Chick-fil-A's. So.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes, I do.
Oh, that's very lucky.
So would either of you do this for like a $50,000 Chick-fil-A gift card?
Oh, absolutely.
Would you a foot long sandwich? That's pretty big.
Yeah, something. A whole mural.
Like of the cows or something?
Oh, that's one of my favorite things is the billboards they have.
That'd be perfect.
Eat more chicken. Yeah.
So you would legitimately do that for free Chick-fil-A for life?
I think that's probably worth it.
Smart man.
Jim, would you do it?
Let me get the checkerboard first and see how that goes.
You're probably just scared of the pain. Is it painful? Is it as painful as it looks?
I mean, it's not great, but as soon as they stop, it stops. Hmm. It's literally drilling needles into your skin, so
sounds
it could
good.
Feel better. Yeah.
Can't they use a Sharpie? Just a thought.
It's a little less permanent.
Yeah. And just go back and get it renewed.
How long did the Chick-fil-A one you got take?
Oh, I think it was probably less than 10 minutes from applying the purple sticker thing to finishing up. It was very fast. My one of my friends is a really good tattoo artist, and he knocked it out before another tattoo session he had.
Wow.
Mm. Okay, I have a tattoo question, because I've heard this before. There are more painful areas to have it than others. Like, I would think on the neck would be painful, or the shin.
I've heard over bone is some of the worst.
Yeah.
Which is why I wouldn't really want to do my chest. One of my friends has one on his chest, and he said it was the worst of all the spots he has. But yeah, definitely as they go into more sensitive areas, it feels pretty bad. Back of the knee for me has been some of the worst.
Hmm. That's crazy. Now, where's the easiest one if I do this checkerboard thing?
I mean, I think anything on the, like you had mentioned, the bicep. The bicep's pretty, I would say, relatively painless. I have my whole shoulder done, and it didn't really hurt at all until it got into right around the armpit area.
Oh, so you're like the Rock.
Yeah, well, not like that big, but yeah.
I've been likened unto him myself. Sorry, Allison.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, maybe we better move on here. It's time for a quick break, but when we come back, it's Food for Thought with Ed Demers.
You guys, we got some 5-star reviews. Check these out. Thompson Fam writes, love this podcast and the heart that is behind it. Beck Fam 8 wrote, just discovered this podcast and love it. My daughter has worked at CFA for 7 years. CFA has been life-changing for her. These stories on your podcast are amazing. Keep sharing the good news. And JD Dude wrote, I love Allison and Jim so much. Great communication, and you can see their hearts in every episode. Aw, thanks, guys. We really do love reading your feedback, so don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, and we may just share yours on an upcoming episode.
Welcome back. It's time for Food for Thought. Answer these 10 questions quicker than a trip through the Chick-fil-A drive-thru. You ready, Ed?
I am.
Okay, what's your favorite sauce?
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Nice. What celebrity would you like to eat nuggets with?
Ooh. Well, I mean, we mentioned it earlier. Maybe The Rock, because I know he can put away quite a bit of food.
Yes. We'll give him a call, see if he'll do it for you. All right. If you worked at a Chick-fil-A, what job would you like to do?
I think probably taking the orders outside.
All right. If you could only order one menu item the rest of your life, what would it be?
Oh. probably the regular Chick-fil-A sandwich. I get it with a piece of pepper jack, and it's never done me wrong.
What menu item have you never tried?
You stumped him.
Yeah, it's probably something on the breakfast menu. I think I've had most all of it, though.
Okay. Have you ever dressed up like a cow to get free chicken?
I have not.
I'd like to see that.
Well, how many points do you have on your Chick-fil-A rewards?
59.46.
Oh, okay. That's okay.
Not even close to you. I told you, I forget to scan it a lot of the time, but...
Well, just tattoo yourself a reminder.
There you go.
How many nuggets
do you think I'd be better reminded with it on my hand?
Yeah, you think so. How many nuggets do you think you can eat in one sitting?
Are they the grilled nuggets?
Sure.
Well, I would confidently say 30. I might be able to do more than that, but I would confidently say 30.
Okay, that's respectable. Very good. What are you, team nuggets or team strips?
The grilled nuggets are some of the best things I've had, so I'd have to say nuggets on that.
Yes. Good one.
Awesome. Okay, if you were going to get a second Chick-fil-A tattoo, what would you get tattooed?
That's a good one. I don't know, maybe the complimentary fire from the other chicken bag, but one of their artwork pieces would be fun. Something that they have on maybe like the cup, isn't that like dueling cups?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or a waffle fry. Or what about the Chick-fil-A sauce packet?
Possibly opened and almost empty.
Maybe you could make it look like your hand was it and you open it. I don't know. just spitballing here, but it could be cool. In your wildest dreams, what would be like what if Chick-fil-A corporate called you up today and said, Ed, we heard you got a tattoo. Like, what can you imagine that conversation going like?
Oh, I don't think I've ever thought about it.
Really?
Yeah.
Because I can totally see you sitting on that red couch. You know how they have those commercials where people tell their Chick-fil-A stories? I could see that happening.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly didn't get it for any recognition from Chick-fil-A. I just, you know, enjoy the food, enjoy the experience when I go there, and, you know, kind of wanted to just get it for no reason. So,
All right.
Hey, I know a good idea for Allison, who's looking for ideas for a tattoo. I think, you know, the QR code on the app?
Yes.
Why don't you just get that on your neck, and that way you can just go and lay your head on the counter. They'll scan it.
Okay. Okay.
I'll pay for it. Oh, did I say that out loud?
That's a good deal, Allison.
Wow. I'll take that into consideration. Do you have any other non-Chick-fil-A tattoos in the works or plans, Ed?
I have a design. My friend drew up a design of an emu with a World War II style helmet. Because of the emu war in Australia. I thought that was pretty funny that humans lost a war against birds.
Wow.
Man, so, I was going to get that tattoo.
They didn't wear military gear, but it would be pretty funny.
With a little cigarette hanging out the side of its beak.
Exactly, yeah. And it just kind of goes with the odd bird theme that I found myself in. I'm not even like a huge fan of birds, so it's a little weird, but.
You have an eagle anywhere?
I don't. I have a raven. I have a couple ducks from the duck hunt game.
I loved that game.
Woodpecker, and I have a pigeon that's actually a drone. I don't know if you guys have heard about the birds aren't real movement. It's kind of a tongue-in-cheek thing that the government replaced all birds with drones. So I have it looks like a pigeon, but if you look closely, there's like a hatch and some wires and a little camera for an eye.
That's excellent. Let's get back to the raven. I'm from Baltimore. Is it a Baltimore raven?
It's not. It's a full forearm raven sitting on top of a skull.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
Oh, well, I was hoping. I was just hoping.
I'm a Red Sox guy, so.
Oh, okay. Well, Well, hey.
Red Sox, Patriots, all that. So,
aren't they behind the Orioles this year? So, which is unusual.
Every team has their ups and downs. We had an 80-year lull. It's okay.
Yeah, you'll come out of it soon.
Ed, thank you so much for just sharing your creativity and your passion for Chick-fil-A with us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
This has been so fun. Thank you again. If you enjoyed today's show, please do what a Chick-fil-A team member would do. Politely pass this goodness on to a friend. Take a screenshot, share it on social media, and help us spread the word. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, can you do me a favor? Pick up your phone, hit those 5 stars, and leave a review. We love reading them, and we love to read yours. Until next time, stay tender and saucy, my friends.
Special thanks to our sound engineer, me, and our co-host, also me. This episode of My Pleasure, the unofficial Chick-fil-A podcast, was written and produced by Allison Storm, but it was edited by me. For more information about me, visit manmadeproductions.com. That's man with two N's, madeproductions.com.